Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media Station.
Meteorologist Alex Winter calling for scattered fog this morning, then partly cloudy and mild with a high temperature near the mid-40s. Partly cloudy, calm, cooler tonight, 26 for a low. We warm up even more tomorrow. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny, 47. Mainly clear Sunday night, 25. Another quiet and pleasant day Monday, 46. Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, 49. Clouds moving in Wednesday, but still warm, 51. 52 on Thursday, back to 46 on Friday. Morning and welcome to your weekend, and welcome to February 3rd. It's a Saturday. It's 5:02 as we get your weekend going. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
With time, my face has wrinkled, but my blue eyes still sparkle with the love I felt for you the day we met. To me, you're just as lovely as the first time I saw you. Times have changed, but our hearts haven't yet. I'm still the same old me, loving the same sweet you. Time hasn't withered our heart, and when our days are through, I'll still be loving. Death can't keep us apart. These hands that once were steady have now begun to tremble, but when they touch you, the same old feelings there. But your smile is still as special as it was the day we married. Years haven't changed the love we share. And I'm still the same old me, loving the same sweet you. Time hasn't withered our hearts, and when our days are through, I'll still be loving you. Even death can't keep us apart.
sanctuary.
Music for your weekend wake up from the Possum, George Jones, Same Old Me on Country and Community. It's 5:05. We're working through a cloudy Saturday. We're at 32 degrees. Gonna warm all the way up to 44. It is gonna be nice today, kids. Here's Conway.
There's a new kind of music going round. It's known as the boogie grass sound. So grab your partner and swing her around and dance to the boogie grass sound. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers Ramblin' Man. We put the music all together, so dance to the Boogie Grass Band. Well, my daddy plays the banjo and saws the fiddle too. Taught me how to sing and play for you. I got bluegrass in my soul and rhythm in my feet, so dance to the boogie grass beat. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers Ramblin' Man. We put the music all together, so dance to the boogie grass band.
With me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just to remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man, and my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine. Well, I recall the first time that I flirted with you, dear, when I jokingly said, come and be my bride. Now the time has turned the pages, it's the sweetest joke on earth that I have you here forever by my side. Maybe someday you're gonna hurt me. I've been hurt in love before. Only God can know, and time alone will tell. But in the meantime, I'll keep loving you with all my heart and soul, and pray God to last if it's his will. So don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all. just to remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man. And my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine.
It's a Weekend Wake-Up Twin Spin.
Two in a row.
Twin Spin on WRCO-FM.
First in history with an apple.
love should be. They'll just look at us.
The Wisconsin Farm Center provides a neutral facilitator trained in mediation to help conflicting parties pursue understanding and eventual agreement in farm-related disputes. Services are available to help in credit issues, environmental concerns, farm family conflicts, and more. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. This message in support of farm families is a service of the Gokinawer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street, Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters Club. Today, it's the SWC-SWAL clash at Mineral Point. Bill Twining and David Wormand will have the action. The Scenic Ridge Tournament at Kickapoo. We see Henry Bray and Phil Nee, and our broadcast start after 10 o'clock this morning. In high school boys basketball from last night, it was Platteville with a win over Richland Center, 84-48. Ithaca hosted Weston, and the Bulldogs picked up a 69-53 win. River Valley, 55-49 over Lancaster. Iowa Grant, 74. Boscobel, 65. Cuba City, 55. Fenimore, 34. Prairie du Chien, 42. Dodgeville, 30. Barneveld, 61-48 over Highland. Darlington, 72. Mineral Point, 60. Seneca, 63. Kickapoo, 49. North Crawford, 74-55 over Lafarge. A win for DeSoto over Waseca Steuben, 66-52. River Ridge, 69. Pecatonica, 46. West Salem over West B, 102-68. Belleville, 80. Wisconsin Heights, 51. And Wisconsin Dells over Portage, 71-53. Girls finals, it was Viroqua over River Valley, 29-26. Hillsboro, a 41-37 win over Nisida. Royal, 70, Brookwood, 38, a win for Cashton over New Lisbon, 60-29. Bangor, 51, Waniwak Center, 33, Waseca Steuben, a win over River Ridge, 73-47. Belleville, 66, Wisconsin Heights, 49, a win for Edgewood over Mount Horeb, 76-54. Reedsburg, 80, Baraboo, 39, and Sauk Prairie over Portage, 72-11.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Service is as close as calling 649-4488.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. It was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table dealing stud sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile, and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue.
Or Jimmy or Teddy. The Man in Black, Johnny Cash, on Country and Community for your weekend wake up.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain. You don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have to call me Waylon Jennings. And you don't have to call me Charlie Price. And you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Your phone book. Named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama or trains or trucks or prison or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up. She got run over by a damned old train, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me, and I never mind it standing in the rain. Oh, you don't have to call.
If there were ever a classic, that is it, David Allan Coe. As we hit the 5:30 mark, part of your weekend wake up, we're at 32 degrees. Here's another classic, it's Mr. Roy Clark.
Going through a music revolution, the hippies say they'll overcome us all. But while they're blowing smoke and air pollution, we're hanging on with help from Geritol. They're rounding up the squares in California. They're picking off our heroes in New York. But they'll never take away our champagne music as long as Lawrence Welk can pop his cork. And they still do the polka in Milwaukee, still do the waltz in Tennessee, still picking bluegrass in Kentucky with old-fashioned country harmony. So give me some beer, drink, and music, and play that double eagle march for me. For they still do the polka in Milwaukee. So let me hear that one or two or three. The big wheels at the network started spinning. The verdict was that Hee-Haw had to go. Cause city slickers don't believe in grinning. And who the heck needs jokes in Kokomo? They canceled all the singing and the picking, but the stubborn little donkey wouldn't leave. And that little fella's still alive and kicking, and Hee-Haw's laughing up its sleeve. Polka in Milwaukee, still do the waltz in Tennessee, still picking bluegrass in Kentucky with old-fashioned country harmony. So give me some beer, drinking music, and let me hear that one or two or three while we swing to that good old country music. For Hee-Haw is good enough for me. Yes, Hee-Haw is good enough for me.
To the broad Atlantic shore, she climbed the highest mountain over hill and by the shore. Although she's tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's a regular combination of the Wabash Cannonball. Just listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland over hill and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Weekend Get-Together.
Weekend Get-Together.
With Adam Hess.
Hey, Adam, turn the music up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I remember wearing straight-leg Levi's, flannel shirts even when they I remember singing with Roy Rogers at the movies when the West was really wild. I was listening to the Opry when all of my friends were digging rock and roll and rhythm and blues. I was country when country was uncool. I remember circling the drive-in, pulling up and turning down George Jones. I remember when no one was looking, I was putting peanuts in my coat. I took a lot of kidding, 'cause I never did fit him. Now look at everybody trying to be what I was then. I was country when country was uncool. Ooh, I was country when country was uncool. I was country from my hat down to my boots. I still act and look the same. What you see country when country was sticking to our roots. I'm just glad we're in a country where we're all free to choose.
I was country
when country was uncool.
Hey, I was country.
Lovely Miss Barbara Mandrell for your weekend to wake up country when country wasn't cool at 5:40. We're at 32 degrees with a northwest wind about 4. Kenny Rogers singing about the coward of the county on RCO.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone. And Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yellow's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
There's a Star Spangled Celebration memory for you, Kenny Rogers. Well, my good friend Jeff is on the road this morning. We know he's a Marty Robbins fan. Safe travels, my friend. It's a white sport coat.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all alone in romance.
Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm in a blue, blue mood.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
From 30,000 feet above the desert floor, I see it there below. A city with a legend, the West Texas city of El Paso, where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl, and a little place called Roses where he used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall who sang the song, but I recall story that I heard. And as I look down on the city, I remember each and every word. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy. Then he had to leave El Paso on the run. Strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso city. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. I try not to let you cross my mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be that man can disappear from the life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time? Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I live in El Paso. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. Could it be that I could be the cowboy in this mystery died there in that desert sand so long ago? El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. A voice tells me to go and see. Another voice keeps telling me maybe death awaits me in El Paso.
That's going to do it for your two in a row from Marty Robbins for your weekend wake up. 551 Farm News right around the corner. We'll have a look at your weekend forecast from Alex Winter. Right now, one for Zoggy. Thank you for joining us today. This is Sylvia with Nobody. from RCOFM.
Sitting in a restaurant, she walked by. I seem to recall that certain look in your eye. I said, who's that? You said with a smile, oh, it's nobody, oh, nobody. Maybe that explains the last 2 weeks you called me up, dead on your feet, working late. Told you that we came back home, got ready for bed. I said to myself, I've got one shot left. You're still mine, and I won't stand in line behind nobody. Nobody.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
The USDA's next round of supply, demand, and production estimates will be out on Thursday, February 8th. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Dale Dirkholtz, owner at Grain Cycles, tells Brownfield he's not expecting a lot of changes in this next round of supply and demand estimates and says there's a really significant set of numbers from the USDA coming out shortly after this next supply and demand update.
Well, typically, after you've had the Jan report and have had some fairly big changes in it, which we did. February report that WASD really tends to be a little bit quiet unless we get some changes in South America and some of these day-to-day week to weak news stories who get out of Brazil and Argentina will probably guide people's ideas a little bit more. I really point people in February not so much to the WASDE at the beginning of the month, but I point them to the USDA ALEC forum that comes at the end of the month. I don't remember the exact day. It's the 20th, 21st. It's a Thursday when it starts. I think that one's much more important because the USDA analysts come out with their best guess on plantings in the coming growing season, as well as what those supply-demand reports for the new crop growing season might look like. So I think that really is much more important than the early month report on supply-demand conditions from the WASDE group. That late month those late month numbers trump everything else in February.
Dan Durkholt says he continues to keep an eye on shipping.
Well, the one thing I will say at this point, you know, and it's we keep an eye on the Middle East and what's going on there, especially with, you know, around the Suez Canal and the shipping transit. You know, we've really kind of fallen off the cliff on ships going through. I know that, you know, I saw some notable economic group came out and think that, you know, the change in shipping could take potentially 0.7% off of economic growth around the world if it persists for any length of time. So I keep an eye on that. I keep an eye on the crude oil market because of that. What's all this activity in the Middle East going to do to the crude oil market?
Now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan.
Thanks, John. It was a solid week of direct cash cattle business. Dress deals in the north were mostly at $280, $3 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Live deals in Texas were at $178, also $3 higher. Live deals in Kansas were at $178 to $179, $4 to $5 higher than the prior week's business. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says February started off with a bang at Missouri sale barns.
We're going to end up with about 53,000 head of cattle that went through the sale barns this week, a really good run, and prices were just really outstanding. A lot of our barns quoted, you know, markets $10 to $20 higher, seeing prices that are back right at either side of all-time records again. Our stocker formula here in the state of Missouri this morning on those 4 to 650-pound steers, higher than we've ever had it. We saw some of the lightweight calves, the four weights, 360 on a load of the top, 4 to 5 weights averaging 330 overall, 5 weights. We saw a top load of 312.50, several packages of 10 to 20 head, bringing 3.25 to 3.35, the average on those 5 weights, 3.11. And we're seeing a lot of 5 and 6 weight calves right now. Had a top load of light 7s at 2.58.